بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون.
And I made for the hellfire many people from humankind and the jinn, because of my knowledge that they would do the actions of the people of hell. They have hearts by which they do not understand what will benefit them and what will harm them, eyes which they do not use to see the signs of Allah within themselves and upon the horizons, so that they can learn from them. And they have ears which they do not use to listen to the verses of Allah, so that they might reflect over them. Such people resemble cattle in their lack of sense. Rather, they are even more astray. They are oblivious to faith in Allah and the Last Day.
وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
To Allah, glory be to Him, belongs the most beautiful names which show His majesty and perfection. So use them to call on Allah when you ask for whatever you wish for. Also leave those who turn away from the truth of these names by assigning them to false deities, or denying them, or distorting their meaning. Allah will repay those who do this with a painful punishment.
وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ.
Among those Allah created are a nation which is guided by the truth, calling others to it so that they are also guided, and through the truth they are just in their judgment. They are the leaders of guidance, whom Allah blessed with faith and good works.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Those who deny my signs, not having faith in them and rejecting them, I will continue to provide for them in the worldly life, not to honor them, but to lead them on gradually until they go further astray. Then they will be overtaken by the punishment when they do not expect it.
وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ.
I delay the punishment of such people until they think they will not receive a punishment. So they keep increasing in their rejection and disbelief. Thus their punishment also increases. My planning is strong. I outwardly display to them kindness, but I intend for them to be forsaken.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Do those who reject the signs of Allah and His Messenger not think about things? If they used their minds, it would be clear to them that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not crazy. He is a messenger from Allah, who sent him to give a clear warning about the punishment of Allah.
أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السماوات والأرض وما خلق الله من شيء وأن عسى أن يكون قد اقترب أجلهم فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون.
Do these people learn nothing from seeing Allah's control of the heavens and the earth and all the animals and plants and other things that Allah created in them and their own lifespans, the end of which may be near, so that they might repent to Allah before the time has gone? If they do not have faith in the Qur'an and the promises it contains, what other book will they believe in?
مَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَيَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
Whoever Allah does not guide to the truth, sending them away from the right path, then there is no guide to direct them back to guidance. Allah leaves them in their misguidance and disbelief, wandering blindly, not being guided to anything that will ultimately benefit.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Those who reject the truth and proud ask you about the hour, asking when its appointed time is. Say to them, O Muhammad, I do not have knowledge of it, nor anyone else, but Allah alone has knowledge of it. Only Allah will reveal its decreed time. Its appearance is hidden from all of those in the heavens and earth, and it will only come upon them unexpectedly. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the hour as if you are eager to know it, not realizing that you did not ask about it because of your knowledge of your Lord. Say to them, O Muhammad, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah alone, but most people do not know this. Beneficial points. Human beings have been bestowed with the senses in order to understand the signs and gain knowledge, so that they may attain benefit and avoid harm. Calling on Allah with His beautiful names in one's supplication is a means of achieving His response. One should use the name that is most appropriate to the request. For example, O Forgiver, forgive me. People are required to reflect on the greatness of the heavens and earth to reach the conclusion that Allah alone is worthy of being worshipped, because He is the only one who creates and designs.
قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Say to them, O Muhammad, I do not have the ability to bring good to myself or to remove any harm from myself, except by Allah's will. The dominion of these things belongs to Allah alone, And I only know what Allah taught me. I do not know the unseen, because if I did, I would have used what I know to serve my own interests and to protect myself from misfortune. Due to knowing about things before they happened, I am only a messenger from Allah, warning of a painful punishment and bringing good news of Allah's generous reward for a people who have faith, believing that I am a messenger from Him and in what was revealed to me.
هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين.
It is He who created you from one soul, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. And He created from Adam, peace be upon him, his wife, Eve, creating her from his rib, so he would be close friends with her and find peace with her. When he had relations with her, she became pregnant with a light load, not noticed because it is at the beginning of the pregnancy. A woman continues with the pregnancy going about things without finding it heavy, until she becomes heavy with it when it has grown in her belly. The two of them call upon their Lord, saying, O our Lord, if you grant us a healthy child, we will be thankful for your blessings.
فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا آتَاهُمَا فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
But when Allah responds to their prayer and gives them a healthy child as they ask, they ascribe partners to Allah in what He gave to them when Allah is far above having any partner and is alone in His divinity.
أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ.
Do they consider these idols and other things to be partners with Allah being worthy of worship, when they know that these idols create nothing, rather, they were created themselves? So how can they consider them to be partners with Allah in divinity?
وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ.
These things that are worshipped instead of Allah cannot help those who worship them, and cannot even help themselves. So worshipping them is clearly foolish and ignorant.
تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يتبعوكم سواء عليكم أدعوتموهم أم أنتم صامتون.
And if you call these idols which you take as Allah's to guidance, they will not respond to what you call them to, nor can they follow you. It is the same whether you call them or keep silent, because they are just objects and are not conscious. They do not hear and they cannot speak.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Those you call upon instead of Allah were created by Allah and belong to Him, so they are the same as you in that way. Although you are better in that you are living and are able to speak and walk and hear and see, why your idols are not so. call on them and let them respond to you if you are telling the truth in what you say about them.
أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلٌ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْدٍ يَبْطِشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا قُلِ ادْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ فَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ
Do these idols which they take as Allah's have feet to walk with, or hands to act with, and strike? Or do they have eyes to see with, or ears to hear with? If they are incapable of doing these things, how can you worship them, hoping for benefit from them, or to protect yourself from harm? Say, O Messenger, call upon your partners all together, and plot whatever you will against me, and give me no respite. Beneficial points. The verses clarify that supplicating to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, to bring about benefit or protect from harm is ignorance. Benefit only comes through following the instructions he was sent with. Allah, from his kindness and mercy, made a man's wife from the same source as him, so that he would feel close to her, treat her well, and for them to enjoy each other's company, and to realize the divine wisdom in having children. It is not appropriate for the children of Adam, who are the best and most noble of creation, to worship false Allahs made of insignificant paltry items, such as stone and wood and the like. It is incumbent on the one of sound mind that he directs his worship to Allah alone. For it is Allah alone who gave us the faith through the revelation of his scripture, which contains the knowledge of spiritual matters and worldly matters and benefits, and protects and helps the righteous among his creation, so that they are not harmed by those who oppose them.